This is an ABC podcast.
Hello and welcome to CoronaCast Pacific. I'm Sonia DeMasi. Today we find out about care at home for someone infected with COVID-19. Dr. Galo Sukubula is a Fiji-born GP and emergency doctor. I asked him what we should do if someone at home either tests positive for COVID or becomes unwell.
Well, first of all, they don't necessarily have to go to the hospital, particularly if their symptoms are mild. So it really depends on the severity of the symptoms. They can be looked after at home with over-the-counter remedies, Panadol and Nurofen. And I know some of the islands, they use a lot of herbal medicine over there. Nothing wrong with those. They help the symptoms.
What can the rest of the family do to minimise the possibility of becoming infected?
Yeah, so the important part here is obviously physical distancing, hand hygiene and wearing masks. We know that often that's quite difficult because we live in extended family and family houses. But the general principle is to try and avoid shared spaces like the kitchen for as much as possible, staying in well-ventilated rooms if it's possible, sleeping alone. Don't share utensils, so you might want to separate some eating utensils out for that person who's infected. Don't share bath towels, wiping down the surfaces in the bathroom, in the toilet, but keeping that physical distancing and, in fact, sticking with, you know, one person caring for that sick person as much as possible rather than having two or three different people do it as we often do in the islands.
It might be hard to tell visitors that they can't come in. What would your advice be about people wanting to visit?
I would strongly recommend that you talk to your family members, you talk to your relatives that might want to come and visit. And I know for us, we often sort of go and visit relatives when they're sick. Unfortunately, this virus goes against that. And in fact, it does go against a lot of cultural things that is normal for us in the Pacific. But if they must visit, making sure that they are at least 1.5 to 2 meters away, that they are wearing masks, they can still visit, but perhaps they maybe should not be allowed in the home. You can have conversations outside in the open space, well ventilated, where the risk of transmission is particularly low. We know that for a fact.
How long would be the isolation period at home for someone who does have COVID?
So 14 days is the stock standard. With the Delta variant, it's about 3 to 4 days, what we call incubation period, meaning that's when the virus enters your body and starts to replicate and you get to a point where then you become sick.
So for somebody who is sick at home, for the rest of the family, what would be a warning sign that medical help is necessary?
So severe headache and dizziness, if there's increasing shortness of breath, increasingly becoming unwell, chest pain or pressure on the chest or in the chest, being very cold and clammy, might even be coughing up blood, might even be confused, or they are quite sleepy or they can't stay awake. They haven't had much to eat or drink. And or blue, grey lips. Now, that's a sign of low oxygen in the system. And that is a dire warning sign.
We've talked a lot about the importance of vaccination. In this context, how does vaccination help in a situation where a family member or someone in a community in close quarters actually has COVID?
Well, so we know that vaccination helps reduce the risk of catching the virus in the first place. And if you do manage to catch it, it reduces your viral load or the amount of virus in your system and therefore reduces your risk of being unwell and translates across to reducing the amount of virus you pass on to other people. That great reduction will help and will translate across to not only am I helping protecting myself, but I'm also protecting my family members and particularly the vulnerable at home, my grandmother, grandfather who's got a heart problem or diabetes, for example. I'm helping protecting those by vaccinating myself.
Dr. Galo Sukubula, a Fiji-born GP and emergency doctor, he was on the line from Western Australia. I'm Sonia DeMasi. You've been listening to CoronaCast Pacific.
ABC Radio Australia, yours in the Pacific.